I thought Mark was going to give away some of my lesson that I hadn't planned speaking on tonight. That always is bad. But I recently went to Canada a few weeks ago, and I seen something that I had never seen before, and I'm sure that probably none of you have seen before. I seen Jews, as they say, from every nation, probably. I seen Jews everywhere. They had these big, huge hats on, and they had their attire that they wear. The women were wearing very conservative, dark clothing. The men and the boys, they had these big, long curls that go down the side of their head, and they were carrying palm leaves around everywhere. So it got me curious what was going on. So it was actually a Jewish holiday. So the way I am, I started being curious. I started reading about Jewish tradition. And with all these things going on in Israel right now, I thought it might be kind of fun. Just kind of brush up a little bit about what Jews believe. It'll be fun or boring, depending on what your thoughts are. So we hear so many news agencies today and Christian leaders that always remind us that we have to support Israel. We always have to be behind Israel because they are God's chosen people. But as kind of CEO was alluding to, do you know how many Christians at the end of 2022 are in Israel? 1.9%. Make up the Israeli population. In fact, Tel Aviv, Israel, yearly is the only place in the Middle East that hosts a yearly gay pride celebration in the Middle East. And in fact, in 2015, Pew Research stated that only about 30% of Israelis are religious of any sort. So anyway, if they are God's chosen people, they have a ways to go once again. So before we even get started, though, what is one verse that would really knock the props out of this that we're talking about? But I always think of, you know, as far as God's chosen people, I always think of Galatians 3:28. We know that. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free, male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. So that answers that. There is no advantage of being a Jew today. We're all the same in God's eyes as far as our souls are concerned. So tonight, we're going to examine a bit of the Jewish religion and how it stands up to the Bible, because to be honest, I never did even really look at it until just recently. So, what religious text do Jews use? Part one is what they call the Torah, which is the books of Moses in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers. Part two is called the Nevi'im, if I'm saying that right. And it basically includes the Jewish prophets from the Old Testament. Part three is the Ketuvim, also called the Writings, and it's basically the rest of the Old Testament. The Mishnah, which is a book that codifies their oral traditions throughout the early centuries, and this book was finished about 190 AD. And finally, the Talmud. So you see they got a lot going on there, which is a collection of Jewish law and thought based on the Mishnah compiled around the end of the 4th century. So in summary, once again, Torah, books of Moses, Nevi'im is the prophetic books of the Old Testament, the Ketuvim is most of the rest of the Old Testament, Mishnah, their Jewish oral traditions, and the Talmud, which is a compiled collection of Jewish law and thought. So, do they use the New Testament? And that is no. In fact, the Talmud makes fun of the birth, actually, of Jesus Christ from the New Testament. They, of course, we know they expected him to set up an earthly kingdom. So let's read Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7. And it says, of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and evermore. And we know even in Acts chapter 1 and verse 6, Jesus' disciples asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he tells us in Scripture in John 18 and 36, he says, my kingdom is not of this world. But we know that Jews don't use the New Testament, so you could not convince them from the New Testament of that. So have you ever, I'm always that person, have you ever wondered why they don't use the New Testament? They say that it has contradictions in it. And in fact, this site I went to, they quote 2 Timothy 3:16, which says, all Scripture is inspired by God. So there should be no contradictions between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jews say, and I say, so I agree with them. So let's in the time we have left, let's quickly look at a couple supposed contradictions in the time we have left. Okay. And if somebody says, oh, Belvis, I believe you got that wrong, trust me, you know, it don't hurt my feelings at all. Luke 14:26 says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Let's now read Exodus 20:12. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So could you answer that? We've got Old Testament says love. We've got New Testament says hate your mother and your father. This one's easy. We all, I think a lot of us know this. In Greek, the word miseo, it is hate. It means to love someone or something less than another. So, in other words, we must love the Lord more than anyone or anything. And in fact, to make that cohesive, Deuteronomy 6:5 states, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. So, both agree with each other. In fact, we've talked about the book of Acts. They say there's numerous contradictions just in the book of Acts. So let's quickly look at this one. Let's read Acts chapter 7 and verse 14. It says, then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred, 70 souls. So of course that would be 75. Score is 20. 20 times 3 is 60. 15 more, 75 people. Deuteronomy 10:22 states, thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. So we've got the same situation, but we come up with 70 here, unless I'm missing something. This is also stated in Exodus 1:5. It says, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. So this obviously is different numbers. We've got one that says 70, one that says 75. So what do we do with that? Just do we ignore it? My thing is always we study until we come up with an answer. So I'm just going to give you one theory they have on the internet. And that is Stephen says was actually quoting from the Septuagint, which is the Greek Old Testament. And it says in this case, all versions read 75 and all. And in fact, in Matthew, Jesus actually quotes this Septuagint 90% of the time. There's more theories about this number difference. It's online if you want to check it out. So there's just some homework. But if we go by the what they say there, we know that the Jews use the Old Testament. So let's read 1 Kings 7:26. It says, "And it was a hand width thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup. Like a lily blossom, it could hold 2,000 baths." If you go also to the Old Testament once again, 2 Chronicles 4:5, says it was a hand width thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom, it could hold 3,000 baths. So you've got 2,000 baths versus 3,000 baths. So if numerical difference is why the Jews do not use the New Testament, then they're going to have to discard the Old Testament also. Because there is some numerical differences in the Testaments. I could give you my thinking on that, but it would just be opinion. I think that it's probably just scribal things. But of course, if we were to come across some teachings that are different, that's a totally different thing. So in all cases, it means that I have to study more, and I'm always curious. You know, if somebody says there's a contradiction, I want to read about it. And so far, I have not come across any teaching contradictions in either testament. It's all from God. So anyhow, I hope this has not been confusing or boring. I just thought it would be interesting to look into the Jewish religion a little bit, since all this chaos is going on basically right now in the Middle East, over in Israel, Gaza. If you would like to know the steps in becoming a Christian for the first time, or if you're a Christian and you're an heir and you like the prayers of the church, please come forward as together we stand and sing.